U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sign a joint document after their historic meeting in Singapore. The content of the document was not released. Trump described it as very comprehensive and said the details will be released later. He said North Korea's denuclearization will begin very quickly. The U.S. president said a special bond is formed with Kim Jong-un. It was the first ever meeting between sitting leaders from North Korea and the United States. Washington says Pyongyang has to put away its entire nuclear and missile programs in a way which is verifiable and irreversible.
It's great work.
Crossing over to Osaka, joined by author and peace activist Ryan Dawson. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Ryan, things seem to be moving very swiftly. We're not sure exactly what has been agreed upon, but let's look at the significance that these two leaders are sitting and down and signing things that saying that there has been an initial agreement in itself.
Yes, they've been shaking hands about every 15 minutes, about four times an hour. They met for 40 minutes here in Japan. The press asked Donald Trump what he had learned about Kim, and his answer was that he learned that he was a talented man and that he really loves his country. Of course, he has the own same sentiment about himself. And he said it was tremendous. Now, Trump often exaggerates and has hyperbole. Everything's great, tremendous, excellent. But this could still be the case. They seem to be very cordial and relaxed. Kim Jong-un speaks English perfectly, but they went in with the translators anyway. And you could see him listening in as Trump was speaking, and you could see his facial reactions. He knew what was being said and was agreeing entirely with this. You're looking probably at an end to the Korean War, and there is probably going to be denuclearization.
Well, which would definitely be something I think most people in the world would be looking forward to. Of course, we're still waiting to hear in a couple of hours what exactly has been said. I want to talk about one aspect of it, blowback from like neocons, because in general, peace is really not wanted by war hawks or even the appearance of war they want. So, of course, if an agreement comes to be the case and it would be the official end of the Korean War, tell me about that side of things. Could it be in Donald Trump's own backyard that would actually be the ones resisting something like this the most?
Well, his newly appointed Michael Bolton already has been scratching tooth and nail trying to. They didn't even want this summit to happen. Trump actually just walked in at a meeting and said, hey, I'll do it. And then he reneged and flip-flopped back and forth because all the advisors and snakes in his ear, the neocons, they don't want peace between the Koreas. They love war and conflict and military profiteering. The U.S. base will most likely stay in South Korea for now. But if they can have economic cooperative zones, they're talking about possibly sharing a rail line between the North and South. And there is a denuclearization process. And what they need is for Southern businesses to move up North. They don't need floods of North Korean refugees going to the South. They need to work it out. And it's going to be a slow process. But as far as the war front goes, yeah, the U.S. has used the Korean conflict for a long time to put in radar penetration that goes into China and Russia. And it's not just about North Korea. North Korea has been a pretext for a lot of spending and a lot of soft power politics against Korea's neighbors. So this peace process will save a lot of money. It'll be good for North Korea. It'll be good for the South. And in general, in the long run, it'll actually be good for the United States economically as well. Although the neocons are short-sighted and they don't see it like that. They look for profiteering in very niche industries and not looking at the interest of the nation as a whole.
Well, how do you assess this in general by Trump? You said basically he walked into the meeting and decided. Is he at war with the neocons, with the globalists, or tell me your assessment on that side of things?
Trump is a Zionist, and he will capitulate to neocon demands in the Middle East because it overlaps with his Zionist ideology and his blood ties to the Kushner family. But when it comes to Asia, he's not full on board with the neocon agenda. Like, he cut funding to Al Qaeda in Syria, which everyone knows Obama and Hillary were doing. And so he's not completely on board with the neocons. And you can see a tug of war in his administration, because some of them are pushing one direction, others are pulling the other. And it's odd seeing this alliance between the neocons and the far left, labeling Trump everything, every ism and epithet in the world, trying to smear him. But on the Korea policy, it's very hard for them to argue against peace in Korea. They're trying as hard as they can. They're acting like, well, they want to up the bar and say, not only denuclearization, we want to get rid of all ballistic missiles, period, and trying to just keep raising the ante until it's practically impossible. But there's just too much pressure from all the Asian neighbors, and Trump is really trying to get these trade policies pushed through, these tariff policies on steel and dealing with South Korea, China, and Japan. And if he wants to get his way on that, and that is a very important issue to him, then he's going to have to bend on this peace process, which he has. So regardless of what his motivations are, if he's going to allow peace between the Koreas, let's take it as a win. Lastly, age is a factor here. Both Koreas have a culture which highly respects elders, and this is playing in Trump's hands. It's making him much more cordial, despite being called Little Rocket Man and all the kind of sophomoric rhetoric of the past. And the U.S. has a culture that's nice to younger people. They pump the brakes a little bit when somebody's significantly younger. So this is serendipitously helping the process move along.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks so much for being with us out of Osaka, Ryan Dodson.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ryan, for